Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Welcome back. Junkies coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington. Presented, as always, by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. You looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Visit CropMetcalf.com to join their team. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Johnny Cake Sawville, Eric Bickle, and Jason Bishop. We got our old buddy Brett Oliverio, owner of Sup Dogs, joining us in 20 minutes or so. Mm-hmm. But I actually prepped a game last night.
This.
It's nothing earth-shattering, but I was just thinking about it. Everybody's binging TV now, right?
Yeah, sure.
And EB is an entertainment guru, and I was thinking, well, how much does EB know about this? But let's just make it a fair game. I've got 10 questions, but I think I can strip it down to like 7.
All right.
So we'll go best of 7. And see who is the Junkies' binge TV champion.
Oh, boy.
A belt is up for grabs?
We haven't
done
this
in a
belt. This at all.
It's
I'll
a belt.
Be terrible.
Ah, but some
good.
Of it may be things that you've talked about. And we had yesterday JT Barnett on the show. He was a fantastic guest. You can rewind on the Radio.com Rewind feature and listen to JT Barnett, who worked with Joe Exotic for years. And that gets me to the first question. This one's simple.
Right.
So I guess you guys all have pen and paper. Can you write it down? And you can't
we're
cheat.
We're just going to show the
Here's
camera.
The thing. This is like my daughter's
like,
exam
don't Google
at NYU.
It.
You could easily cheat. I can't tell if you're
I don't
Googling
trust Jason,
things.
I'll be honest with you right now.
All right.
Do you
no
think
cheating.
I care? Do you think I care about the binge TV contest?
You know what we are? We're men of honor. We're not going to cheat on this.
I right, promise I give honor. My word I won't cheat.
Because I don't know how I can zoom in on you guys to see if you guys are Googling
Look,
this.
I got a paper and a pen in my hand.
I'm just going to put it on my notepad.
All right, first thing. Question has to do with Tiger King. Plus or minus 2 years, how old is Joe Exotic?
Ooh, how old is Joe Exotic?
Well, this is right up Jason's alley.
I've never even seen one episode. All right, I got an answer.
Although Jason told me somebody's age earlier and he was off by 5 years.
Right.
Was somebody that we knew?
I wouldn't know. Should have been closer.
Okay, gotcha.
Let's not talk about that.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
All right. I think I know this one.
You should. You watch the show.
Yeah, but plus I don't look up people's ages
years.
Like you and look where plus, they're yeah, from and their old
if
bio.
If you watch the show, he doesn't necessarily walk around saying, this is how old I am.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you should be able to tell by the way he looks.
See, I want to flex and try to get it exactly, but I have to work on a range here.
Yeah. All right, we're going to get back to the answers.
Strategy.
I thought we were going one by one. We're not going
to. You want to do that? We
yeah,
can do that.
Reveal, let's reveal them after each question.
Okay, that works. Now I got to keep score. Then.
All right.
You guys, all in?
Are we revealing now?
Yes.
All right. I have mine on the computers. I just wrote it down.
All right.
Here's my reveal.
I have 51.
I have 53.
Wow. Jason, I can't see your paper.
Jason has 55.
Jason gets the first point. He's 57 years old.
Oh, damn it.
Better. I thought he's younger than that. I
thought he was right around our age, just a little
this is
older.
Upset. That
that's the blonde, that's the blonde dude, right?
Yeah. By the way, Jason is the one guy who's not watching it.
Yeah.
I'm not watching.
He got lucky.
Well, I've seen the trailers. I can just tell.
Right.
He's, older
than
you
could also, yeah, go back to, if you're watching the show, they showed some of the things he's been doing for many, many years. Wasn't he?
True.
Was he a mayor, or he was, like, involved in politics?
He ran for governor. He ran for governor of Oklahoma. Done all kinds of wacky stuff. Ran for governor, and at one point it looked like he had, like, 20% of the vote.
Yeah. Crazy. All right, now, some of these are softballs.
Go ahead.
I'll go with the softball. I mean, it's a guarantee that 2 out of 3 get it. Probably everybody gets this.
All right, come on.
John Krasinski stars as a CIA analyst who finds himself investigating one far-reaching international threat after another in this Amazon Prime series. Name the series.
Well, that's so easy.
I said it's a softball.
Oh. Well, I only know one show on Amazon Prime.
I mean, I haven't even seen it.
Yeah. Jack Ryan.
It is Jack Ryan.
Jack Ryan cakes?
You need like a Sharpie or something, because I can't see what yours says.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's Jason's got, shocker, in the lead. He's got the worst lighting in the country.
Just say it. He's got Jack Ryan.
I thought we were writing
it down.
We have to write it down.
I'm putting mine on my notepad.
There's integrity here.
All right, Jason's up 2-1-1.
All right.
All right, some of you guys watch Cheer.
Yeah.
Which was about the cheerleading team.
Oh, I don't know any of the names.
What was the name of the college?
The college, it was some nubs, JUCO.
I got it.
Oh.
Can I say it?
No, hold on.
I just know it's a nubs, JUCO, in Texas. I can't remember the name of it.
Nubs College.
Yeah.
Nubs College.
Reveal
now? Yeah.
What is it? Navarro.
Cakes is right with Navarro.
I said Towson.
That's not a junior college. How dare you?
It is Nubs, though. You got the Nubs part right.
You're sullying my alma mater, my wife's alma mater, Amy Schumer's alma mater, Chuck Lightning's alma mater. How dare you?
All right. I think I'm one
All right,
for three.
So, I believe it is 2-2-1 right now.
Yeah, I suck.
Yes, Richie.
Go ahead. Next one.
All right. On the show Ozark, all of you watching it.
Yes.
It's pretty easy. In fact, a callback to something on the show today. But I did write this question. What is the name of the riverboat casino?
I don't know that stuff.
Oh, come on. Do you pay attention to anything?
I mean, seriously.
They said it about a million times.
Plus,
Cakes mentioned it on the show today.
I did.
You know what? It's something like, I don't know, this is wrong.
It's the Quinn Snyder Bell.
Hold on.
I'm going to say what I wrote, the Bell Marie or something.
The Bell Marie.
What is it? It's something Bell.
Anthony Peeler Bell.
What? The Mizzou Bell? I put the Bell Marie. That's close enough. I get credit.
No, you don't get half credit.
I'm going to give EB a half.
I had Bell. I didn't know the
other part. Very liberal. It's very generous.
All right.
So it's 3-3. 1.5.
All right.
My wife let my dog out of prison.
All right. 3 more questions.
Pretty nice.
Let's see. Some of them are just way too easy. All right. Here you go. This is apparently a popular show on Netflix. You know, a month from now, we might be all checking it out when we've gone through everything.
Uh-oh.
There's a show called GLOW. What does the acronym GLOW stand for?
Ooh, I think I may pull in the lead here.
You're kidding, right?
No.
What is the show about?
No. I don't want to give that away.
No, you cannot give any information.
I mean, you are the entertainment guru, EB. This is one of the popular shows.
Yeah, I have no guess.
I think I have it. I mean, I may be off.
You have to be exact.
This is my best guess. Are we revealing
What's GLOW about?
Let's go to... I can't reveal that. Cakes doesn't want that out there because he wants to win the belt. Jason, what is your guess?
No idea. I was trying to come up with something funny.
Good looking out, Willie.
He came up with something.
Yeah. Glamorous
Cakes
ladies
is close.
Of wrestling.
It is the gorgeous ladies of wrestling.
Oh, it's off by. You know what? Then
he
I get
credit.
0.75%.
That's a terrible
0.75?
Show.
Yeah, I got 3/4. I got 3/4 correct.
I give it to him. I give him 3/4.
I'll give you the full point.
You don't care. Good enough. The spirit of it, he had it. All right, what else? Come on.
Right,
is this
so
the
I believe
last
it
one?
Is 3.75 to 3 to 1.5.
All right.
All right, two more real quick. All right, Kevin Spacey starred in House of Cards for the better part of 5 seasons.
I
believe the show went 6 seasons. Who co-starred as his wife?
Oh my God!
House of Cards, very popular show. EB, you'd like that show.
What? Political.
You would like that show. Political.
Yeah, I just
thriller.
Never watched it.
You got plenty of time to watch it now.
Laura Linney. I have no idea.
Are we revealing? Are we ready now?
Can I get a hint? Because I never saw House of Cards.
Hint.
No, you can't get a hint.
But my hint is at one point was married to a very famous actor.
All right, then I get another guess.
All right, I got it.
Laura Dern. That's
she was
a good
married
guess.
To Jeff Goldblum?
Yeah.
I said Rita That's Wilson. Not, no, Lord, no chances.
Not Rita Wilson. Cakes. Robin Wright, cross out 10.
That's oh, crazy. Robin Wright.
Yeah.
Oh,
is he so right? Hot.
I was hanging out with Robin Wright and Sean Penn in a pool in Santa Barbara.
I'm so right. W-R-I-G-H-T, right.
I'm getting smoked in this.
I mean, it's over. I don't even know if you want to go another question.
Cakes, I do. I just want to see. I want to get to 2 points.
Mathematically won the contest. He can sit out. It is 4.75 to 3 to 1.5. All right, last
Congratulations,
question.
Casey.
Hey, if I get this one correct, I'm all the way up to 5.75, and yeah. I'd be sliced.
Right. Instead of five and a hook.
It's an extra 0.25.
All right, this one is just
probably an extra inch.
This one's to test EB's recollection from Kevin's movie reviews the last couple of weeks.
Oh, good luck.
Some movies have gone straight to streaming, right? Some of them were out in the theaters for a couple weeks. And are now available on Netflix. One of those movies is the Ben Affleck basketball movie where he's an alcoholic who comes back to be a basketball coach. What is the name of that movie?
Can't Impossible. Remember.
Seriously, Can't. Kevin talked about it. That movie, I would say, 3 weeks in a row on our show, EB.
Yeah, I know. Didn't seem interesting to me.
The Town, too.
All right.
24.
Are we giving our answers?
Yeah, yes. Go ahead.
The Way Back.
Of course it's The Way Back.
The Way Back. God, I suck. Next time I'll listen when Kevin's on.
Whenever that might be.
Shocker. The entertainment guru comes up with 1.5. The 1.5.
Nicely done.
And I begged for the half.
What did we give you?
What did we even give you for the half? Ozark, you watched 7 episodes and don't even know the name of the boat.
Well, I mean, I don't care about details like that. I'm a big picture guy. I'm not a detail
they
guy.
They show the picture. They show the name of the boat every time they walk into the
casino.
It just
doesn't register with me, Cakes.
It's the Missouri Albert Bell. Yes,
Cakes didn't know the Rigo drill. Come on.
That was pretty bad.
Yeah.
All right, so Cakes, you have another belt. It's been years since you've won a belt.
Yeah.
You are the Binge TV champion.
Very good. Very good.
All right, coming up next, our boy Brett Oliverio, former producer of The Junkies, will join us to talk about Sup Dogs and how they are battling it out to be back-to-back champions in the best college bar from Barstool Sports. We'll do that next here on The Fan.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T, or download the List app on the App Store today.
Welcome back. Junkies coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington this Wednesday morning. Reminder, tomorrow is going to be a big show and a big day for the station. We are celebrating opening day. Even though there's no game, we're going to use it as an opportunity to raise money for a great cause. Paisanos has stepped up to the plate. Paisanospizza.com. All day we're going to be celebrating opening day with clips from, of course, the World Series run. We're going to have several guests. We're going to talk to Mike Rizzo, the Nats GM. Granddaddy got Davey Martinez, the manager, and Max Scherzer joining them. Chad Dukes is going to have Adam Eaton and Ryan Zimmerman on his show. And it's all to support Nationals Philanthropies and their mission to provide support and funds to fight food insecurity in the D.C. area. So it's going to be a fun day and show for us at 106.7 The Fan. And thanks again to Paisano's Pizza. Check them out at paisanospizza.com. Please do.
Grant just texted all of us, too, that they're going to have Kendall Fuller at 12:45 today and then caps forward Garnett Hathaway at 1:30.
Ah, very good.
So that's on today's show.
Lined up for today, yeah.
Very cool. All right, Brett's joining us right now. That's why we played Dave Matthews Band. Brett,
that's
our
right.
former producer for many, many years.
Hey, Brett,
a guy who could not finish 10 large orders of French fries in the French fry challenge.
He couldn't do that.
But he did suck my toe. He was pretty
that.
Good at it. He swirled
the French
his
fry challenge. I believe the French fry challenge was his only foray really into the food industry before he took over his brother's business. He had never even been a waiter, right? Isn't that true, Brett?
Yeah, I never worked in a restaurant. And by the way, like, you know, I live in a small town now, and people are like, oh, you should think about running for city council or, you know, something. And all I think about is the audio of me sucking EB's toe.
And that'll come out.
Yeah, there's no chance I'd win any local election.
Yeah, but honestly, no. Brett, you don't want that headache. You don't want to be on some sort of wackadoo city council. Yeah. You don't want to deal with that.
You could put the incumbent on YouGotPwned.com after you beat him.
Celebtweeting.com, too.
Oh, yeah, wait till they bring that one up.
Right.
And wait till they bring up
VIP.
Yeah, wait till they bring up the VIP concept. They bring up to what he and Jenny are into, you know, before kids anyway.
Skiing. Is
Big
this a
gulps.
Show?
Oh, yeah, you can't run.
Yeah. Well, I still stand by all those, you know.
Certainly do.
Were you still with us when we did the horse contest?
Yes, I think Valdez and I came up with that. Valdez and I came up with that idea.
Wait, that was a co-brainstorm?
Well, hold on. Yeah. I thought I was involved in that.
Maybe you were. I can't remember.
Yeah,
I was a monster.
I was big on that
Gaithersburg.
One.
You help support it and push it through. Without your support, we never could have done the horse contest.
Right.
Brett, well, Brett you'd be jealous. I had some nice barbecue sauce a couple nights ago.
Really?
And by the way, Brett is,
or?
Oh, no, it's just store-bought. But Brett is still in my contacts, Brettsky Barbecue, in my contacts on my phone.
You haven't updated that?
Nope.
You haven't made him Brettsky Hot Dog, Brettsky
nope.
Sup Dogs?
He's Brettsky Barbecue.
Yeah, this is a serious question.
People pass through the area, and I'll see them, like in you know Chapel Hill or Greenville, and they'll call me Brettsky Barbecue.
No, they don't.
12 years later, swear to God.
This is a serious question. So Brett was always – it's funny, he's in the food industry. He was a very finicky eater, right? You told us that when you were growing up, your mom would cook a separate meal for you from the family because you only ate a handful of things, right?
Yeah, that's correct.
My son is currently on that track where he only eats basically – just go to a restaurant, look at a kid's menu. That's about all he eats. I mean, it's probably 10 things or less, right? It's chicken fingers,
right.
It's mac and cheese, it's pizza, it's grilled cheese.
Right,
those
the kids
types of
menu.
Items. When did you? He's 13. When did you grow out of that, Brett?
Or have you?
I've slowly started eating new things, but I haven't. I don't eat any type of seafood. I don't eat like lasagnas. I don't eat like any sort of like fancy noodles, like fettuccine or anything like that.
That's fancy.
Like, what's the most adventurous thing you eat, Brett?
Oh,
food wise.
Tacos? I don't know.
Okay. Do you eat everything on the Sup Dogs menu or are the things you wouldn't even eat?
I don't really eat like veggie burgers or veggie dogs, but
I mean,
I probably would. But
so you won't eat shrimp? Like if you go to a wedding and there's shrimp.
No. I've never eaten a shrimp. I've never eaten one shrimp in my entire life.
We're going to have
to
do that.
So there's a chance. What you're saying is there's just – because I keep waiting for my son to grow out of this. So there's a chance he may never grow out
of this.
He
may never eat a shrimp or a crab cake.
No, it's stinky. It smells.
What about a turkey burger? You like turkey burgers, right?
I like turkey hot dogs. I've never had a turkey burger, though.
Turkey burger's fine. It's a little dry.
They taste the exact same.
Is there a turkey burger on the menu at Sup Dogs?
No, because those are expensive to buy, so you know, I want to keep the options.
What did you have for dinner last night, Brett? What did you have for dinner last night?
A frozen, like, thin crust, like, Brooklyn-style pizza.
Sweet.
I don't know, some fancy frozen pizza.
Nice.
All right, so we're having you on, obviously, because you guys are going for back-to-back championships, Barstool's best bar in America. You're in the finals. I believe the voting starts at 7 o'clock tonight. Before we even get to that, and we'll give you plenty of time to promote that, just talk about what the last month has been like for you and restaurant owners in general. And I know for years you've been saying eventually there's going to be a restaurant crash. You didn't know that this was going to be the way it was going to happen. But you gave me some statistics like 75% may never come back.
Yeah, I mean, that's just from the industry has come up with that. 75% of restaurants they're predicting are going to close permanently everywhere. So three out of your four favorite restaurants are gone.
Right.
I think before all this, there's just too many restaurants. Not enough people, too many restaurants as it was. And then this sort of just sort of kicked everything off. I mean, I was with EB on this. Like, I've been listening to the show the last month or so. And, like, I started to get worried about Corona. And our restaurants stayed packed. And I remember the day before we just closed it all up, we were slammed. I look on the camera, there's like two 80-year-olds sitting in a table surrounded by 100 different donks. And I'm like, what are we doing? I just closed before the government or anyone said to close. Right. And of course, college kids weren't taking the whole thing seriously. So. No. To me, I had a feeling it was going to be a total disaster. So we're closed permanently. I mean, not permanently. We're closed for the foreseeable future right now. I mean, so
what has your governor done? Because it's differs by state to state. What has the governor of North Carolina done? Are you in stay at home order? What is going on there?
We are, but like North Carolina was sort of slow to it. But even locally here, if you need a test, you can't get one. They're not testing everyone. And then the tests that they are running, they're taking like 10 days to get back. So how many people, no one knows who has it or how many people have it. So it's crazy.
Do you know anybody that contracted it?
I don't, but I know someone that's been tested and they're going on the ninth day. And, she called yesterday and they're like, we don't have the results.
Yeah, that's crazy. I mean,
and they didn't even want to test her. They're like, we need to save these tests for old people.
Right.
So.
Right. Brett, here's what's scary, and I don't know if you've been listening at all in the last couple of days, but I've been watching your boy from Bar Rescue, and I've been reading some of his interviews and stuff, and I think he's so right. At least until a vaccine is here, which is, a year and a half away, people aren't, even if they give us the green light, now it might be a little bit different in college, but you could get shamed. People aren't going to want to, congregate like sardines, like at a place like Sup Dogs anymore or any restaurant. That guy, John Tapper, or whatever his name is, thinks that restaurants should pull out 50% of their tables because people aren't going to want to be on top of each other. And then I think of college bars like yours, and obviously kids don't care. But if the media sees this, right, or if the neighborhood sees this, I really fear for you. You're going to have to think about how you're going to handle this because I don't see in the foreseeable future how you're going to be able to have the environment that you've had over the last 10 years.
I 100% agree. Yeah, I agree. And part of
it's terrifying.
Packed in and sitting close is all about the energy of the restaurant. And if you remove 50% of the seats, the energy of the restaurant just totally goes away. So either restaurants are I was thinking about either.
Well, that moves to Cakes' dream
restaurant.
They're
going to raise their prices.
Sorry, Brett. Cakes likes that empty restaurant, though.
I do. Yeah. That's kind of my thing.
Yeah, but it doesn't work if you own it.
I'm old.
Brett. Say what you're going to have to do.
I think either restaurants are going to have to raise their prices to make up for the volume, or there's going to be like a social distancing section, like back in the day when there's a smoking section or non-smoking. Maybe we have part of the restaurant that's social distancing section for like people that bring in their grandparents or people over 50. That's the only thing I can think of. But that's just, and then 75% of people think I'm crazy for saying 75% of restaurants are permanently going to close, but how can they not?
I don't think you're crazy with that number. I mean, restaurants were struggling before the coronavirus hit. Well, and like you said, this is just going to accelerate the ones that couldn't keep up.
But why can't they close?
Put them out of business.
Why can't they close and just reopen down the road?
Like clubs do. That's what I envision.
I mean, because these people, that's what they do for a living. I mean, they can't just go into a whole new industry.
No, they're going to close, file for bankruptcy or whatever, and then start a new company and start a new restaurant. That's what I think they're
going
to do.
People may be going out.
Well, they could, but the startup costs, you can't just – you know, walk into a restaurant and start operating. I mean, the startup costs are crazy. And the restaurant industry, nobody has any money. Nobody.
No, you have to get loans.
Saved a cent.
Mm-hmm. You have to get loans. Crazy. Yeah.
I mean, we were lucky, you know, we've been saving up. I just paid our staff in full. They get their checks tomorrow. So I've paid them in full the last 2 weeks. So at least for now, everyone's getting paid in full. I'm just sort of taking those bullets, but.
Why didn't you decide to do the curbside stuff?
I mean, I'm just thinking about it. Like, if you're not busy, then it's just pennies. Like, it's not impossible to make. It's pennies. And then if you are busy, like, I think if we opened, we'd be slammed with carryout and delivery. But then you're going to have 20 donks in the restaurant at the same time, picking up to-go food, fighting, you know, which takeout box is mine. And then... I mean, they're talking about 100 to 200,000 deaths. I mean, is that safe? I don't know. So, I don't know. It's kind of, to me, the whole situation's scary because if you do take out, I mean, it's just pennies, really. I mean, if you're busy, you're going to get people sick. I don't know. I don't know what to do.
Tough call. We did a takeout Tuesday last night, Brett, because we did the old what did you have for dinner last night on Monday, and all of us actually had food at home. And so three of us did carry out, which is curbside, but most of those places, I did Coastal Flats, which is in my neighborhood. They basically had probably one cook and one guy delivering the food, and it looked like a ghost town in there.
Sad. Great American restaurants laid off 1,700 people. I mean, that's a show. And then what happened to those people's lives? Like, how do they pay their bills? And then, I mean, it's just it's just a nightmare.
Right, and that chain is generally successful and was making money. And you're talking about the chains that or were barely hanging on. That's one that was really doing well and had to lay off nearly 2,000 people.
That's so scary. Yeah. Crazy.
All right, so let's go to the positive. We actually retweeted the video of Shaq, who's going to be your DJ for Doggy Jams, coming up in the fall, just wilding out with his family. I guess it's his family. It looked like they're having a blast. You're going for back-to-back championships for Barstool Best College Bar, right?
Yeah, Barstool does a contest, and it's like an NCAA tournament style. We're in the finals, which is tonight at 7 p.m. And if you follow any of like the like some of the Twitter accounts with the show, you guys have been awesome and tweeting the link to vote. And basically, you just tweet the hashtag Barstool SupDogs, and then it's a vote for us. So we're up against Kansas, and they got 2,000 more votes than us last round, so we're actually a big underdog because Kansas is treating this like their national championship. Like Bill Self is going crazy tweeting about this best bar contest. Right. Same with Les Miles. So we're sort of up against all these NBA players and Kansas alumni. So,
Bill Self is paying off the voters, so don't worry. Yeah.
So, Brett, give us the context then. So, if they got 2,000 more votes out of how many? Like, what was the vote disparity?
I think we got like 7,000 votes and they got 9,000.
All right.
So, how long is the voting? So it starts at 7 tonight. When does it close?
It goes till Friday.
We can get that. We can get that. Dude,
a lot of our voters have been Junkies listeners.
Yeah.
But, you know, it just sort of keeps our name out there, especially while we're closed. I mean, and in the college bar world, you know, the college scene, Barstool's everything. So to win it again is worth a ton of money to our business.
So, right. Brett, I'm looking up ECU notable alumni. Have you reached out to Sandra Bullock, Vince McMahon, Chris Johnson? Are you mobilizing your forces?
You know what? Chris Johnson did tweet about it the other day. Here's who I have. I paid the situation from Jersey Shore.
It's so funny. You go back to your well, like the guys that you like.
You love the sitch.
This is all from radio. I got Spencer Pratt, the situation. I got three porn stars. So I'm just collecting like sort of donks that I've.
How much did you have to pay the situation to tweet about it?
300.
Wow. Yeah. And how many followers does he have?
Well, no, it wasn't even a tweet about it. It was just to make a video and say, vote for Slumdog's best bar, and I'm going to push that out there for awareness.
Oh, you should get them to tweet about it to their followers.
Here's who I got, just through Instagram DM, Joe Exotic's husband, Dylan.
You did?
Oh, you got Dylan?
Dylan. He did this whole, like, 20-second video for us, and he actually killed it. It was awesome.
How much did you have to pay Dylan?
What I paid him. I just made – I asked him if I could pay him $200. He said, sure.
Yeah, of course he did.
Hysterical.
I think he has
You're getting him on the cheap.
I think he's got new teeth now, too, by the way.
No, this is his last husband.
No, not that guy.
Dude. Oh, a different guy. Okay. Yeah. He went through husbands.
He had another husband, like Juan, that wasn't even on the show.
Right.
Oh, dang. I didn't even know that.
Yeah.
So that's who I'm working with. I got the Junks. I got, Rom's out there tweeting for us. By the way, has anyone checked on Rom?
I have not.
No.
I talked to him a few days ago. I mean, didn't he cash out and take a huge loss on the ICPT?
I'm sure he has.
Yes.
But his life doesn't change. It's the same old, same Rom.
By the way, if he got coronavirus, he'd probably be dead, right? He's definitely at risk.
His immune system is so compromised.
If he got it, he would die.
Yeah, but that's ultimate attention dollars.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. He actually told me he hopes he gets it because that way he doesn't have to kill himself.
Right. He's going out on his sword if that happens.
Yeah.
And then how nice is like Kevin, BDK? Kevin texted me out of nowhere, hey, what can I do to support your restaurant? Can I buy merchandise? Can I buy a gift card? Totally unsolicited.
I know. He's a nice kid. Yeah, he is a nice kid.
So I just told him to tweet out about Barstool Best Bar, so he's going to do it.
Nice. Kevin's an influencer.
He is.
He's got like 60,000 followers, and the people that follow him love him.
Yeah. All right. Well,
so I just
you know
need
what?
People to help us tweet. That's all.
Is it just like if I put it on Instagram, does that help?
I mean, you could tell people to go to Twitter, but it's a Twitter contest.
It's a Twitter thing, so it's more of a Twitter thing. Right.
Just write hashtag Barstool Supdogs, and that's a vote. But it starts at 7 p.m. tonight.
So you said you're going up against Kansas. In the bracket, in the actual bracket on the site, does it say Kansas or does it say a certain bar in Lawrence?
Like it's Kansas, and then the bar.
I think
the bar says ECU Supdogs.
Yeah. Oh, okay, I got you.
We're not going to name their bar. It's just a bar in Kansas.
Yeah.
I mean, we're an awful state. Kansas is a terrible state.
Well, Brett, how long?
I need the Junks listeners.
We'll get you through it. How long can you survive this? Could you survive and just hold your rent and keep your spot for 2-3 months if you had to?
I mean, it depends. Like, yeah. The answer is yeah. But, like, how long can you survive it with paying 120 employees in full?
Well, you can't do that indefinitely. There's no way.
At some point.
Yeah.
But a lot of it's going to be, you know, how much stimulus money you get. And I've been working with our accountant in the bank. And the whole thing's just confusing and hard. But we're going to be fine, 100% going to open. I mean, we've been lucky to be able to save money just for a situation kind of like this. So, I mean, it could go a long time and we'd be fine. But I just can't pay 120 people forever. That's the part that, like,
right.
I don't know, sucks.
What are the people down there talking about? Are they worried about the football season?
Yeah, I mean, the football coaches are literally doing nothing. I live right next to I felt bad. The defensive coordinator, he moved down here and got fired in 1 year. Mm. The dude is
like
61.
Teams are putting up 58 points on them.
but even his job, like he planned on like, you know, looking at other college jobs or maybe NFL scout or NFL jobs. He said the entire football world shut down. There's no talks of jobs or any of that. So he's just, I mean, it's just, literally every industry this is affecting. And
did you tell him
crazy.
He scored a touchdown in the Turkey Bowl?
I didn't bring up the Turkey Bowl, but I should have. I missed those days.
Missed
all right, so, Brett, people need to start. 7 o'clock tonight, if you're a Junkies listener, support our guy, Brett. Hashtag Barstool Best Bar. Hashtag Barstool Sup Dogs. That's all you have to do. Tweet that out.
Set an alarm on your phone for 7 p.m.
Barstool Sup Dogs, and you have till Friday.
Awesome. I really appreciate it, guys.
Stay in touch, Brett.
Best of luck.
Hang in there, brother.
Back to back.
Thank you.
We will, buddy.
That's our guy, Brett. We're coming right back with more right here on the Junkies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington. We mentioned earlier, coming up on Grant and Danny, they've got a fantastic guest lineup. Kendall Fuller is going to join the boys at 12:45. Of course, he's going to be one of the starting corners for the Redskins. What I've read is he is going to compete for one of those outside spots, so they're not just going to slide him into the slot. But you'll hear from Kendall Fuller at 12:45, and then they have Caps forward Garnet Hathaway at 1:30. So you want to tune in to Grant and Danny for that. Of course, tomorrow we're going to be celebrating opening day. We know there's no game, but we're going to be playing some of the clips. We're going to have Mike Rizzo on the show. The rest of the shows are going to have a bunch of guests, including Davey Martinez and Max Scherzer, on with Grant and Danny, Adam Eaton and Ryan Zimmerman on the Chad Duke Show. And it's all presented by Paisanos, not just pizza, but something for everyone, PaisanosPizza.com. And that's supporting a great cause, Nationals Philanthropies, and their mission to provide support and funds to fight food insecurity in the D.C. area. So Paisanos has stepped up to the plate, so support them. That's one business, by the way, that I think is doing okay during
coronavirus,
right? Coronavirus, like takeout places that were strictly takeout, not your restaurants, like the sushi place where Cakes went to last night, or Jason, I think, did Passion Fin. I went to Coastal Flats. Those places aren't thriving. They're, like, getting 10% of the business that they normally would get, or 20%. But the places that were straight up, that's all they did, like Paisano, well, Paisano's actually has restaurant seating, but,
yeah, but
those
generally
places, I think, would be thriving.
There's, like, two tables. Like, the one in Rockville has two tables, I think, or three.
The one in Gaithersburg that I go to has probably 6 to 8 tables.
Right. No, I think I got a message from Sam today, our sales guy, because we're doing a promotion with them. I think I'm going to have some Paisanos tonight, actually. I'm looking at the menu right now, beyond
support
just pizza.
Because they're helping support us through these tough times. So go out to Paisanos or PaisanosPizza.com.
I haven't had a calzone in forever.
Oh, calzone.
Have some vino.
How good are calzones? Stuffed with, like, sausage and pepperoni.
Just don't give the bottle to my wife. She'll crush it.
I was getting confused. I think I know this. What's the difference in calzone and stromboli?
I think it's
Does calzone have the ricotta cheese?
Yes.
Okay, and then stromboli, I think, doesn't have that cheese in there.
I think one of them has the sauce inside. The other, you put the sauce on the outside.
I think calzone has the sauce you dip in on the outside, and stromboli has the sauce baked in.
Correct. Yeah. The calzone greater than a stromboli, in my
opinion. They're both delicious.
I'm more of a stromboli guy.
Yeah, no, I put ricotta cheese on
I like them both.
I love ricotta cheese on anything.
Anyway, thank you to Paisanos for stepping up to the plate. You know, as we listened to Brett talk about the business, and we've been talking about this now for weeks. It just harkens me back. I mean, none of us own a business. But there was a time where I thought about investing in one.
Right.
With somebody that I knew that was pretty savvy in the financial world. And yeah. I didn't do it. By the way, I wanted to invest in it when he had one location. It blew up to like six locations.
You botched
at its
it?
Peak. Yeah, but that was a lifetime ago. But, you know, I think about it from time to time. EB's mentioned John Taffer, although he calls him John Tapper.
I don't know his name. Show.
Taffer. Well,
it's Taffer with an F.
Okay, whatever.
Okay. But you've mentioned John Taffer. I've
You're
always
confusing
been a,
him with Jake Tapper.
Yeah.
Maybe. I've
always Is that his name, a, Jake Tapper?
Yes.
I think so.
I've always been a Bar Rescue viewer, and I think the reason I'm intrigued with that and the show The Prophet is because I've always thought, well, maybe I would be inclined to, like, start a business, but I'm so thankful I never have.
Well,
Can you
right
imagine
now,
the headaches?
Oh, you'd be in so much trouble.
I'm seriously worried for Brett's business model. Especially like a place, a restaurant, maybe, you know, you separate the tables and everything. But Brett's all about a college bar being packed.
Right.
Yeah.
And I just don't know how that's going to happen in the next year.
It's going to be challenging.
That's not
going to
happen. Yeah. You know, that's just not going to happen
right
now. Again,
if the numbers get so low and the risk is so low for the young and there's some sort of, you know, what was it, your Denmark model that we talked about a couple weeks ago?
Where, you know, where you build up the herd immunity.
Yeah.
They're saying that we're not going to have that in time for the second wave. We need to have treatment in time for the second wave.
Right.
You know, and help get us through this. But I think there are a lot of medicines out there that are going to help with this. They just got to get it out into market. And some of them are right now. So I think with the hydroxychloroquine or whatever and the Z-Pak and all that, they're doing it in New York. They've been on it for like 3 or 4 days. They think maybe by the end of the week they might be able to report some results. Other states are jumping on the bandwagon because they want to have something of hope to give these patients. And if they get some more positive results, maybe we will turn a corner.
I hope that one does work. I did see one study, though, where they said a placebo worked as well as that. So I don't know.
Well, that one also, they had it tainted because they used a bunch of different drugs.
Correct.
And that was just one of them. So that's not really fair.
Just need something to work.
Yeah,
something.
Doesn't matter what it is.
All right. We got to get out of here. Like I said, Grant and Danny got a great lineup for Bish, Cakes, EB, I'm JP. We will see you tomorrow. Grant and Danny up next, right here on The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.